Draft Guidelines for Treatment of Pregnant Trans Men published by ORG supported by UK's Future Queen. By Peter Catalon, July 28, 2022. A major medical organisation that counts the UK's Future Queen as its patron has presented its draft guidelines for the treatment of trans men who are pregnant. Britain's Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists, RCOG, an organisation that is officially supported by the country's likely Future Queen, has launched new draft guidelines for the treatment of pregnant trans men. Among a great number of things, the document put significant emphasis on getting the terminology of transgenderism correct, with the organization even saying that they may amend the finished document should issues be raised in regards to the language used in the document. In the document published on Wednesday, it is repeatedly emphasized that medics should only use the preferred title, name, pronouns and family relationship terminology preferred by pregnant, transgender and gender diverse people. The document also instructs medics to be aware of broader contextual factors, with the document containing a definition of the word cissexism, which reportedly means prejudice in favor of cisgender people, a term commonly used by advocates for transgenderism to refer to individuals who accept they are men or women. Other progressive terms employed by the paper include chest feeding, which has been used in the past by pro-transgenderism authorities to refer to the act of breastfeeding. Medical professionals are also advised to keep in mind the complications that hormone therapies and genital surgeries performed on people who identify as transgender can cause for pregnancies, with it being advised that certain hormone therapies be stopped during the period of pregnancy. Finally, the document also instructs obstetricians and gynecologists to liaise with specialist gender identity services if approached by their transgender patients about identity-related issues. While not a part of the country's socialized healthcare service, the NHS, the organization can name Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge and likely future queen, as its official patron. Speaking in regards to the publication of the document, consultant gynecological oncologist Phil Rollin warned that anyone working in the field who had not yet had to treat a trans patient would inevitably have to do so in the future. It is highly likely that if an obstetrician or gynecologist hasn't already consulted or treated a trans or gender diverse patient, then it is only a matter of time before they do, the medical expert, who helped pen the report, claimed. We acknowledge that language is evolving rapidly in this area, and publishing this guideline for consultation is part of the process of ensuring the final version of this guidance meets the need of both our clinicians and our patients, he also noted. Meanwhile, Asha Kejriwal, who serves as president of the Faculty of Sexual and Reproductive Healthcare, also emphasized the alleged importance of using transgenderism-approved language when treating trans patients. Gender-diverse individuals often report poor experiences in healthcare, including being misgendered, feeling judged and being asked unnecessary and intrusive questions, Kejriwal claimed. This draft guideline seeks to break down barriers and improve the experiences of trans and gender-diverse people accessing obstetric and gynecological services, the official continued. This includes recommending healthcare professionals are sensitive in the language they use and the way they consult a trans and gender-diverse person. For example, using the correct pronouns when addressing someone and receiving any information about a person's gender diversity neutrally and non-judgmentally, they went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.